الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي أكمل لنا الدين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الأمين صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى أصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. All praise is due to Allah who perfected our way of life and our religion for us. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, alone, with no partners. And He is the helper of the righteous and the pious. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is His servant and His trustworthy messenger. May Allah send His peace and blessings and exalt His mention and that of His companions and anyone who follows them on their righteous path until the day of judgment. Brothers in Islam, there are two statements. There are two statements that one must say whether you were born into Islam or whether you are a revert to Islam or whether you intend on entering Islam. There are two statements that you must say with your tongue. Believe in your heart and implement in your life in order to become a Muslim. It is the Shahada of La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now people may know it, but they may not understand. And people may understand, but they may not implement. So there are three levels here. Knowing this statement, everybody here predominantly knows. What does that mean? أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. We know what it means. But not everybody understands what it entails, the conditions that come along with it. And furthermore, among those who understand, not everyone will implement. They will understand, but there's no action. There's no implementation. Each one of us here is one of three brothers. One of these three. Regardless of whichever one we are, we want to leave this place with all three. We want to leave this khutbah with all three. Knowing, understanding, and then implementing. Otherwise, we truly don't understand what Islam is, and we truly don't understand what Iman is. And if this is the case, chances of going to Jannah are limited. You don't go to a place when you don't know the way that leads you there and how to live in accordance with it. Before I deal with the conditions, because the Shahada of La ilaha illallah, I'm sure, has been discussed from this particular member before by more than one khatib. Today, inshallah, we will touch upon the Shahada that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does it mean? Are there any conditions? And if you say that there are conditions, one may ask, what is the evidence? I never read a hadith or a verse that says the conditions of La ilaha illallah or the conditions of Muhammad Rasulullah. So where am I bringing it from? We are bringing it from the total understanding of the deen. Because there are hypocrites, munafiqoon, who say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Not only that, they pray 5 times a day. Not only that, they fast on Ramadan. Not only that, they go to Hajj. And they pay zakah. And Allah said about them, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Verily the hypocrites will be in the lowest level of the fire. Meaning below the Jews and the Christians and every other polytheist on earth. The hypocrites, those who pretended Islam outwardly, but inside they were kuffar. Guess what? They said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. But that was of no benefit. There must be some conditions that come along with it for us to benefit from this particular statement. And we must know that there's an emphasis. Notice now, every messenger came with La ilaha illallah. Nuh, Noah, Abraham, Ibrahim, Moses, Musa, every single prophet and messenger, including Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam, Jesus the son of Mary, came with La ilaha illallah. But for you to become a Muslim, you must say Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why? Why don't we say, and we believe that all the messengers that came before him are also the messenger of Allah, are the messengers of Allah. Why is it only he, alayhi salatu wasalam, that was distinguished? For a very good reason. This reason may be the following. This deen has three characteristics that are not available in any other religion that came before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one is al-baqa, continuity or availability. This religion will remain until the day of judgment. The religions of the prophets that came before have been abrogated by the Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So no person can remain a Christian and follow the Bible, and no Jew can remain a Jew and follow the Torah. It's too late. They have been abrogated, cancelled out by the revelation of the Quran and the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says in the Quran, ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. Muhammad was not the father of any one of your men. Rather, he was the messenger of Allah and the seal of all prophets. This particular verse is an indication that this deen will remain until the day of judgment. Because if he is the final messenger, then the way of life and salvation must remain for the creation after him, since no one else will come. So Islam can never go away. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam confirmed this in the hadith of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, who narrated from Bukhari and Muslim that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, والذي من يرد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين وإنما أنا قاسم والله يعطي ولن تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق لا يضرهم من خالفهم حتى يأتي أمر الله أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, whomever Allah intends goodness for, he will give him understanding of the deen. Notice now, he didn't say he will give him memorization of the deen. He will not make you a hafiz of the Quran. He will not make you a hafiz of Bukhari and Muslim. No. He will give you understanding of the deen. You may know one verse, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, and you may know one hadith, and Allah Azza wa Jal will save you from the fire with that one verse and one hadith. Why? Because there was knowledge and there was understanding and implementation. So memorization is equal to nothing if it is not put into practice. You memorize the Quran, but you live according to the Quran. Not the other way around. Then he, alayhi salam, said, verily, I am only the one who distributes, and Allah is the one who gives. And there shall remain a group of my ummah upon the truth. They will not be harmed by anyone who opposes them until the command of Allah comes, which is the day of judgment. This will be the case until the day of judgment. No one will take away Islam. Inshallah, they plot against Islam day and night. Inshallah, the whole universe come together to come against this book and this sunnah. Wallahi, they will not be able to do nothing. They will only make it more honorable and more loved in the hearts of the Muslims. Secondly, al-umum, encompassment. This deen is for everyone. Every prophet that came before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to his people only. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to everyone. He said in the hadith, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَا يَسْمَعُ بِي أَحَدٌ مِّنْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ يَهُودِي أَوْ نَصْرَانِي ثُمَّ يَمُوتُ وَلَمْ يُؤْمِن بِالَّذِي إِرْسِلْتُ بِهِ إِلَّا كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. رواه البخاري ومسلم. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the one whom my soul is in his hand, swearing by Allah, no person from this nation of da'wah, whether a Jew or a Christian, hears about me and does not accept, and he dies before accepting that which I was sent with, except that he'll be among the inhabitants of the hellfire. This da'wah is for everyone. Jinn, ins, and every human being who walks upon earth, he is expected to enter into the folds of Islam. Lastly, al-kamal, perfection. Allah says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. Today I have perfected your religion for you. Imam Malik rahimahullah said, من ابتدع في الإسلام بدعة ورآها حسنة فقد زعم أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قد خان الرسالة. لأن الله يقول, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم فما لم يكن يومئذ دينا لا يكون. Medina. He said, whomever innovates something into Islam while thinking that it is good, he is claiming that the Prophet ﷺ betrayed the message of Islam. Because Allah said that today I have perfected your religion for you. Perfect! What does perfect mean? You cannot add, you cannot delete, because it's perfect. He said this is the case because Allah said the deen is perfect. So whatever was not part of the deen back then, when that verse was revealed on the day of Arafah, cannot be part of the deen today. This is just an introduction about the specialty of this deen that Allah has blessed me and you with. We are following the best way of life ever. From the time of Adam until the day of judgment, nothing was better than Islam, this final form of Islam. So how do we show thanks? We understand what's about to come right now. The conditions of the shahada that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Condition number one, to believe him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tasdiquhu fima akbar. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He does not speak of his own desire. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was walking upon the people and receiving revelation from Allah for us to live according with today, he was not speaking from his own desire. Allah says it is only revelation being revealed to him. So that includes the Quran and the Sunnah. Because everything that he said is nutq, statements and speech and utterings that he made alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah said he does not speak of his own desire, it's a revelation being revealed to him. So you don't reject the statement sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he tells you that if a fly comes into your water and then you dip it in, you will actually be getting rid of the bacteria because in one wing there's a disease and in the other one there's a cure, you don't tell him no, because you're not a doctor. I need to check in the lab to see whether this information is correct. Rather, you reject the lab and you believe Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is getting the revelation from Allah. Secondly, امتثال أمره صلى الله عليه وسلم, obeying his command. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَارَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. Listen to this if you haven't read it in the Quran before. Interpretation of the meaning in English. It is not for a believing man or a believing woman. Both were mentioned. After Allah and His Messenger decide regarding an affair, that they should have an opinion or a choice regarding it. No choice, my brother. Once Allah says something in the Quran, or the Prophet ﷺ said something in the Sunnah, you have no opinion and no choice. That's why Allah continued the verse by saying, and whomever disobeys Allah and His Messenger has went far and clear astray. You cannot do that. You're not truly a believer if you do that. Because Allah negated that in another verse in the Quran where He said, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَدَيْتْ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. If you want to understand the first verse, listen to this verse. Allah swore by Himself Azza wa Jal, nay, no, by your Lord, O Muhammad, they shall not believe. Listen, they shall not believe, my brother, you will not believe, I will not believe until we have these three characteristics. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ, until they make you the judge regarding everything that they dispute about. You're having a problem, you don't know something is halal or haram, you don't know whether you should do this or not, you must return it to the Sunnah. This is the first step. Then, ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَدَيْتْ. Then they do not find within themselves any discomfort regarding that which you have judged. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, and they submit in total submission. Three levels. Three levels you must have to be a true believer. Otherwise Allah swore by Himself, you're not truly a believer. You may have believed, so you're not a kafir, but you're not a believer in the full sense. When the hadith comes to you from the Sunnah, you should first return it to it. You don't have nothing in your heart. Say, yeah, I know, but you know, I feel A, B, C, D, E, F, G. No such thing in Islam. Or you may say that, but then you need to check your iman. Where is your iman? Because Allah negated iman for you. لا يؤمنون, they shall not believe. And after you return it to the sunnah and you have no discomfort in your heart, then comes the implementation. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Emphasis. Taslim is to submit, surrender. يُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, يعني submit in total submission. Allah says, إنما كان قول المؤمنين إذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله ليحكم بينهم أن يقولوا سمعنا وأطعنا وأولئك هم المفلحون. Verily, the only statement of the true believers, the only statement of the true believers, whenever they are called to Allah and His Messenger to judge between them, is to say, we listen and we obey, and those are the successful ones. There's a principle in tafsir. Whenever something is established, the opposite is understood without being mentioned. I will repeat. When something is established, the opposite is understood without being mentioned. Meaning, Allah said, those are the successful ones. Meaning, those who don't do the following are not the successful ones. It does not have to be said. It is understood. Because Allah confirmed it for the first. The first, those who when they are called to Allah and His Messenger, they say, we listen and we obey. And the verses dealing with obeying Him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are too many. Now, the third condition of the shahada of Muhammad being the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not to disobey His command. Allah says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Whatever the Messenger gives you, then take it from commands. Live according to it. Implement it. And whatever He prohibits for you, then leave it alone. فَانْتَهُوا. And fear Allah, because verily Allah is severe in punishment. This has been explained in another verse again. Just in case you were thinking to yourself, I mean, what are the consequences of disobeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Then check out this dangerous verse in the Quran. Allah says, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Let those who disobey the Messenger be aware. Be careful, my brother, you are being given the threat from Allah, that they may be afflicted with a trial or with a severe punishment. Imam Ibn Kathir said in his tafsir, rahimahullah, fitna, trial, is one of three things. Either you will become a munafiq, a hypocrite, or you'll become a kafir, you will leave Islam altogether, or you will be stuck with some bid'ah or innovation which will chase you all your life until you die. Don't obey the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the obligatory things. Things that are voluntary, ya akhi, it's up to you. If you want extra goodness, ahlan wa sahlan. You don't want the goodness, nothing on you regarding the voluntary. But the things that are obligatory, we have no choice, my brothers. Because Allah threatened us from disobeying Him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we'll be afflicted with a fitna or with a severe punishment. So we make the choice. It doesn't have to happen when you want. It will happen whenever Allah Azza wa Jal wills. It may come sooner or later. Don't think if you've been let go, or Allah is pardoning you for now, or Allah is not bringing the punishment, that Allah is pleased with you. Don't think so. It may come later in the life. It may come just before you die. Don't take no chances. Don't gamble with your deen and your iman. I'm not saying we're going to become angels, ya akhwan. We will disobey Allah. We will disobey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of weakness, not out of desire, not with carelessness. We will still fall into them because we are weak, but we will seek forgiveness from Allah and we will repent to Allah. This is okay, but we don't want to be careless. This is about those who are careless. They know, but they do not implement. Fourthly, do not give any person's statement precedence over that of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn Abbas was narrated that he said, يُشِكُ أَن تَنْزِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حِجَارَةٌ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ أَقُولُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَتَقُولُونَ قَالَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ. From the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ibn Abbas said, stones are about to fall upon you from the sky. I tell you, the Messenger of Allah said, and you tell me Abu Bakr and Umar said? And we have something very similar today. We tell the brother the sunnah is this, he says, but my imam is this, my madhab is this, my sheikh is this, my maulana is this. Who Your imam came to show you how the Prophet ﷺ did things. He may have not known some things because of lack of knowledge during their time. There was no internet, there was no search, there was no Bukhari, no Muslim. These brothers came afterwards. It doesn't mean you reject the Prophet ﷺ and follow your imam. You and your imam must follow the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Fifthly, don't innovate anything into this religion, ya akhi. Don't innovate anything into Islam. Don't do nothing except that you have an evidence from the Sunnah that it is okay to do that particular thing. I will share with you a hadith in the second part of the khutbah which further explains that bi-idhnillah azza wa jal. Ask Allah to pardon me and you. Alhamdulillah. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Imam al-Tirmidhi and Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah رحمهم الله narrated this hadith from Al-Arbad ibn Sariya. قال وعظنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم موعظة بليغة ذرفت منها العيون ووجلت منها القلوب. قلنا يا رسول الله كأنها موعظة مودع، فماذا تعهد إلينا؟ قال أوصيكم بتقوى الله والسمع والطاعة وأنا عبد حبشي، فإنه من يعش منكم فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا، فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين تمسكوا بها وعضوا بها على النواذج، وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. The Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Arbad narrated that the Prophet ﷺ admonished them, reminded them such an affectionate reminder. So much so that the heart, the eyes shed tears and the hearts were trembling. So we said, O Messenger of Allah, it's as if it's a farewell admonition. As if this is the last thing you'll be telling us before you leave us, before you die. What do you advise us? He said, I advise you to have taqwa of Allah and to listen and obey, even if it's an Abyssinian slave. Because whomever will live after will see a lot of differences. Whomever will live after me will see a lot of differences. What is the solution? He said, upon you is my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa. Grab on it and bite on it with your molar teeth. And woe to you from introducing anything into this deen, because every newly introduced matter is an innovation and every innovation will lead us astray. He made it clear that there will be differences among the ummah, and he told us alayhi salatu wasalam how to save ourselves. Upon you is his sunnah and the sunnah of the khulafa. Bite on it with your molar teeth. If you were drowning in an ocean and somebody threw a rope to save you, would you grab it with the tip of your finger? Or would you hold it strongly? You may even bite on it. Why? Because you want to be saved from drowning. The Prophet ﷺ said, bite on my sunnah with your molar teeth, the ones that are inside. Meaning don't be loose. Don't be easy going with the affair. Grab onto the sunnah strongly so you will be saved. This is the only way to be saved. But to go 50-50 with things, then there are no guarantees. We ask Allah to pardon us for shortcomings, but there are no guarantees. Finally, we must know that the Prophet ﷺ was a human being. He does not share any characteristics of rububiyyah or the lordship of Allah. Allah told him, say, قُلْ إِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا رَشَدًا. Say to the people, I do not possess for you any harm or any good guidance unless Allah allows it. So those who call on to the Prophet ﷺ, a brother will go all the way from Jeddah to Medina to go to the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, stand near the grave to make dua for him. This is shirk akbar that will take you outside of Islam. He alayhi salatu salam cannot do nothing for you. Nothing. It is Allah alone. He fulfilled his job of delivering the message. And he told you that you should worship Allah alone. So don't call on to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't ask him for nothing. Don't send little note cards that says, I need money, I need such, I need such. This is all shirk, ya akhwan. Shirk that will take you to the fire. Islam came to destroy this kind of mentality where people depend on intermediaries between them and Allah. Those who will intercede for them on behalf with Allah. No such thing in Islam. You have a direct relationship with Allah. He hears you, he sees you, he knows about you. So ask him alone and don't ask the Prophet ﷺ of nothing.
These are the conditions of the Shahada of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. So where am I and where are you from them? Are we believing him? Are we obeying him? Are we not disobeying him? Are we not innovating into his deen? Are we not putting anyone's statements ahead of his? And are we not calling to him? We may have some shortcomings, but as I mentioned in the beginning, I repeat at the end, if you came with only the knowledge without the understanding and implementation, then now that you know and you understand, I ask you for the sake of Allah to implement in your life, my brothers. My job is to remind you and myself of the obligations of Islam. This is not a party that we come here every Jumu'ah just to have an entertainment where I speak and you listen. We are trying to establish something in our lives. We want to benefit from what we hear. So we have to put them into practice, otherwise you're wasting my time and your time. And I suffered with many brothers in the past where we remind them for years and the brothers don't even change, not even a hair. The same exact things all the life. Talking about they're enjoying the khutbah. Don't enjoy the khutbah, live according to the khutbah. Let us see it in your life so we will be together in Jannah. But just to talk a lot and not do nothing is equal to nothing and talk is cheap. Wallahu ta'ala alam. May Allah pardon us for our shortcomings and join us in Jannah and make us among those who live according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every single way. Aqim as-salah. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والضحى والليل وما سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.